Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm
the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Just get me a Brockman's.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Right, boys. So, I know I invited you over for... we were going to have a production meeting.
Yep.
Well, obviously, Kirk's not here. But I had a thought, obviously, which is why we've got these microphones set up. And we were going to record a bits and pieces. Why don't we just record an episode and see what happens?
Well, I've got no problem.
What, we had Kirk?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Will he be happy about that?
I'm not bothered.
if he could hear us now.
He's even weird laughing and he's not hearing his big bellow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
bellow,
yeah. Like, what do you call him, that actor?
Oh, Brian Blessed, yeah. he's from Mexborough, where I live.
He
we're born in Mexborough, yeah.
Do you ever see him in Aldi?
I've never seen him around, although I've seen photos of him in Mexico, if you know.
I thought he was dead.
No.
He's on my Dead or Alive list.
Well, I remember that, but when we do it.
He might be dead then.
Well, hopefully not, because he's a bit of a national treasure, isn't he, Mark?
Well, he's a sort of celebrity of Mexico, yeah. I won't say he's a national treasure.
When Kurt laughs and you look at that, the waveform, he just blows off the scale.
Yeah.
Because he has that... really loud.
Oh, yay.
He's like a Father Christmas.
I'm going to say town crier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, that as well. I bet he's having a great time, you know.
Oh, honestly, I am so jealous.
I know.
What, you are? What about me?
You two have been as well, so you know what it's like.
I mean, stupid question, but does everyone know where he is?
Well, that's true. Well,
he's in Disneyland, isn't he?
Yeah. Disneyland?
Hello? Disneyland?
Yeah.
No, he's in Disney World.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's not. Oh, don't stop pushing my buns. They're on different sites.
One's a land, one's a world.
Right.
Disneyland, right, is on the west coast of America. Disney World is on the east coast.
He's two in America.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Disneyland's also in Paris. I wouldn't
even
think
of Disney.
Euro Disney.
He's Disneyland.
Oh my goodness!
What is it then?
He's still Disneyland.
It's Disneyland.
This
Paris.
Is why I'm like
Euro Disney.
And the way you look at it is, I see it is like Disney World is like Alton Towers, and Disneyland is like American Adventure.
Huh?
What?
Do you remember American Adventure?
You?
So these cowboys at Euro Disney.
Down?
No,
as in he's shot.
No, but as in it was shit.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I loved American Adventure.
Oh, no. Well, it was good back in the day.
Yeah. Well, that's all you've got to go because it's shut now.
It's shut now. Do you remember at one point you could actually go on Google Earth and it still exists?
You still can. It's still there.
Is it still there now?
Yeah.
And you can see where missile were?
Yeah. Well, I passed out on that when I was a kid.
No way.
I did. Well, I went on it and I can't remember the ride. And somebody said, you had your eyes shut all the way through it. And I can't remember having my eyes shut, so I must have. But I used to love it when you went there, and they had like live
what? Disneyland.
American Adventure.
I never went.
And it's stuntmen
show.
And they're falling off at things and that.
It were class American Adventure. In fact, American Adventure were probably better than Disneyland.
Euro Disney.
What are you on about?
Paris.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Right.
Have you been to?
Do you think so?
Whoa! Disneyland Paris or Disneyland in Anaheim?
Disneyland. There's only one in my eyes, and that's Paris.
Slow down. There's Disneyland, the original, right, which is very, very popular. And then there's Disneyland Paris, completely different
parks.
Well,
I am on about Disneyland Paris.
I think Euro Disney's brilliant.
honestly, I need to knock both of your heads together.
No, in all fairness, it's not that bad.
But not that bad, it's fantastic.
Yeah, but
it's
when fantastic. You've been to Disney World...
Well, I've not been to an American one, so I don't know the difference.
When you've been there, they're just different leagues.
Yeah.
They are different
Well, they're going to be, aren't they?
Yeah. And actually, it was a long time since I even went to Disneyland, so I'm sure it's probably a lot better now than it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, I am jealous that he's there.
Me too.
Will he actually be... Will he still be in Disneyland or Disney World?
Don't you... Listen, you two, I need, after this recording, we're going to sit down and do some testing.
Testing
on Disneyland and Disney World of the world.
Do you think will it not be in Universal now?
Well, it could be. I don't know where it'll be.
Is that
I
a mean, catalogue? Great Universal.
It was a catalogue, yeah. Like K's. I don't know.
K's?
K's catalogue, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's doing first week in Disney and then second week Universal.
I thought he'd gone for 3 weeks.
Three?
Three?
Two. No, yeah, two, but I think it just...
You need three. I mean, yeah. Well, sorry, yeah. You need three.
All right, wishful thinking. I hope wish he'd gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Mike, you say you need 3 weeks. You could do with 4 weeks.
Well,
especially now all the other parks, or not parks, but now they've made it even bigger.
You mean, you'd have to be like a millionaire, wouldn't you?
Epic Universe, you mean? No, yeah, no. You need another week, really. You need 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'd love to go. Yeah. I really would.
We should go, all four of us.
Oh.
You know, and...
Do you know what? I will go just on the basis that I've been invited to something.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. I'd invite you any day. You could come with me, Mark. Thanks. I'll tell you.
Hey, I'll invite you, mate.
Go on.
Well, we're looking at going to Alton Towers in October. You're welcome to come.
Ooh.
Yeah. Midweek, when it's a bit quieter. But I've got this thing, right? The last time I went to Alton Towers, I said, "When we never come here, right? What, literally, what, every 5 years? And I said, and every time we come, every 5 years, we stand in queue the entire day. And I said, I'm not doing that anymore. Next time we come here, I'm going to buy the fast passes. The expense...
I thought you were going to say, right, because you said, I come here, I stand in queue... I'm going to buy some chairs, so I sit down in the queue and I sit when I move my chairs up.
That's what you do, Grandad.
That's what I'm going to do.
No, I said I'm going to buy some fast passes.
Right.
Now, there's different tiering systems. I'm not going to get the top one. I'm going to get the middle one. About £120 each, I think.
On top of your admission?
Yeah. So I think it's about £150 each. But you know what? If you only go once every 5 years, it's only like going every year.
It gives you another 5 years to save up to go again, doesn't it?
So if you... Literally, was it 5 years when you last went?
Four or five.
Was it Wicker Man?
Wicker Man had just come out.
Oh, it's right, okay. So, and Smiler were there then?
Yes.
So what's new since you've been... I'll
be honest with you, I'm not sure if anything... Oh, Nemesis has been redone.
Oh, yeah, it's been redone. It's been retracked, hasn't it, and stuff. Yeah.
So I would like to go and... Yeah, we're going to go in October. So you are more than welcome to come,
you
both of
you. You said week, I won't have any holidays.
All right, yeah, that is a thing. Because... You know, if you can go midweek, why go at weekend? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Go to Alton Towers without my child.
Yeah. I'm just hoping there's no children there. Mm. Well,
school holidays is on time, are they? They're not schools on time.
No school holidays.
Sure? Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Listen, it's weird, isn't it, not having Kirk here?
Yeah.
It seems really quiet, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's really nice, isn't it?
I like our Captain Obvious keeps referring to him, but who's Kirk? Kirk's not here, is it? No, Kirk's not here.
No, but it's just weird, isn't it, doing an episode without him?
I've had a bit of a thought.
In fact, this is the first episode we've ever done without one of us not being here.
I know.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think it feels right.
Even when Mark had COVID, we dialed him in.
I'm like, arms behind my head in like a spa, like, this is heaven.
Well, it is quiet without him, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely. Maybe people will be writing in saying I didn't like it when Kirk
I agree, they won't. Well, why don't we record something for Kirk to listen to that he won't get to hear? And, like, I don't know what it's going to look like.
That's a good idea.
Well,
but what? In what way? What?
Well, I had a word with Sally this afternoon before I set these up and you guys turned up. And I says, Kirk's obviously not here for a...
You? Week. Planning?
Well, Sally did all the planning.
Oh, right, okay.
I just, you know...
I like the fact they entertained it.
I know. And she said, well, I've got some questions, so why don't you do like a quiz about Kirk, with him not being here, and see what we know about Kirk in his absence?
Oh, no, I didn't ask you questions about me so much, did I, on Skydive, but I like the idea.
So how do we know anything about if Kirk's not here? Are we asking Kirk questions?
No.
Oh.
That's a good point, actually. Well, no.
Are we asking each other about questions about Kirk?
We'll just have to deliberate it, won't we? And then, then when he comes back, we can see how close we were.
Okay.
Unlike you, Mark, he'll listen to the episode,
right?
And so afterwards, he can say, "Well, by the way, you were wrong on this, or you were right on this."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So, So I've got loads of questions, I'll start off with an easy one. Just to like ease us in.
Okay.
Well, I say an easy one. It won't be an easy one, but a boring one, I suppose, is.
Okay.
Because knowing Kirk, he likes food, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So this first question then is...
Is that the question? Does he like food? Is that...
No. They're a little bit more difficult than yes.
The answer is yes.
I'm going to say
they're a little bit more difficult than yes. Okay. What is his favourite type of pizza?
Yes.
All of them. That is a good question.
Sorry, I didn't even know the question.
Is his favourite type of pizza?
He likes a bit of pineapple.
Yeah, I think...
But I'm not sure that's his favourite.
Ham and pineapple.
Yeah, I mean, is it not pepperoni or something? Or pepperoni with pineapple?
It's
going to
be pineapple, isn't it?
It's not pepperoni with pineapple. Yeah, I mean, he likes pineapple.
He's a bit weird though, isn't he?
Yeah. Well,
Have you got the answer?
Nearly said he did.
No, I ain't got the answer, have I? Because you just said, I've got some questions. Try these, course, and then we'll see when he comes back. Hang on a minute. Hey, speaking of the devil, he's ringing me.
Is he calling us?
Hello? Hey, Hope, how are you doing? All right, hang on.
Trust him to be ringing. I know. Literally, as we're doing.
I can tell you're excited, but
can we speak to him? Come on.
Kirk, we're having a production meeting. Yeah, we are. Yeah, but we'll let it know when you get back what it's like.
Yeah, don't tell them we're recording
the ideas
episode,
and stuff. We'll put them on group. But yeah, let me see you on loudspeaker. 1 minute.
Brilliant.
What do you mean you're having a production meeting?
Hey, up.
Hello! Can you hear us?
Yeah! Are you alright?
Yeah, we're great! How are you?
I'm alright, I just thought I'd ring up and see we're ringing up seeing how I'm out we're doing. I didn't realise you were all there. What are you doing?
We're just having a few pints and, you know.
Well, we were.
Rudely interrupted.
How is it? How's things?
Oh, amazing, mate. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Is that it? Has he gone?
No, he's still here.
So what have you been up to?
Well, everything, mate, everything. It's absolutely brilliant. It's red hot.
I was just about to say, is it hot?
It's absolutely red hot. It's like 30 degrees.
Woo!
But you know what Florida's like? 1 minute it's 30 degrees, next minute it absolutely hammers it down for about 10, 15 minutes.
Not more than here, I bet.
No, probably not. But then after that, it's like 30 degrees again. So it's just absolutely mental. But I tell you something, there's hardly any crowds.
Really?
Honestly.
Are you having a laugh?
Mark, right, listen.
Me?
Yes, you. You will be you're absolutely gutted. Like, average wait time for rides is like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They're like...
On everything?
Obviously, some of newer ones, but I haven't got round to some of newer ones yet, but they're still about 50 minutes an hour. But a lot of the rides and stuff like that, they're literally walk-on.
Enough about you.
Really?
About you, then.
Right.
The kids... They must be absolutely buzzing.
Absolutely blowing the mind out.
Are they?
Absolutely blowing the mind out. Yeah.
You will take him to America.
No, absolutely.
Or minds, not brains.
Absolutely. Honestly, they don't know which way to turn. They literally don't know which way to turn.
Are they enjoying it more than you are?
No.
There's a surprise.
Literally, I'm the biggest kid. What? Hold on. Right, I've got to go. I've got to go.
What? Wait. What?
No, I've got to go. See you in a minute.
All right. Is he gone? Is he still online?
He's hung up.
Oh, he's gone. Oh. Well, that was short and sweet, wasn't it?
It was short.
And we never asked him about that pizza
Have you told him that we're having a production meeting?
No, he just...
Surely.
No.
That's mental.
That's rang. He said he ringed to see how we were and he didn't even ask me how I am. Bloody charming, isn't it?
I'm glad you told him we're having a production meeting and not recording an episode.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, and you still didn't ask him about the pizza thing.
And I never even thought. Do you know what? I never even thought. I wasn't expecting him to ring, were
I? No, I know, but I'm thinking, why does he want the phone? You should ask him, shouldn't I?
Well, it sounds like he's having a blast anyway.
Yeah, he's probably eating pizza now, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's why he's rushed off. Yeah. Hang on, let me find. May I have a look at some of these questions then?
I'm saying ham and pineapple. Ham and final pineapple. Answer.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
It's going to be something.
It's going to be pineapple, isn't it? Because it's weird. It's weird. Or pepperoni or meat feast or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Someone who reckons he's got a really sophisticated taste in music and he has children's pizza. Anyway.
Taste in music?
Eh? Did I say music then?
A notorious.
Yeah, he did some music.
Music.
He's got me off the kilter when he interrupted me.
I'm thinking, are they a
really
band?
He ain't got a sophisticated taste in music. I know that for a fact. But it's for someone who says he's got a sophisticated taste in food, you know, and he does all this Michelin stuff and whatever, and then he eats a children's pizza.
Oh, dear.
Sophisticated taste in music. Anyway.
He likes tires on pizza.
Let's try something a bit funny. Have a look. Ooh. What do you think this would be? What do you think would be an answer to this one? What's one thing he wishes he could do better?
Oh. Is this about Kirk still, yeah?
Yes.
I'm
here at the beginning of this.
I'm just making sure we're talking about... I didn't know if we were going about
There's
table.
Only four of us on the podcast.
I know, but
there's only one not here.
I know, but you know what I'm like? I'm like, oh, is this question about Rob? And you're asking me? I'm just making sure, that's all. So this is about Kirk.
Yeah.
I feel like every time we do a recording, we have to have an induction for you.
You know, like, this is Rob. It's me laughing. I know if he were here, he'd be laughing with me. And
I know.
He made me laugh, and that.
He'd be bellowing like
him laugh. And then before, no, it would go.
Well, it's a good job he's not here because it's not saying you off, is it?
I know.
So, what's the question again?
What? We could make it about you. One thing you wish you could do better. Listen.
No. What one thing would he...
What do you think, if you was to ask Kirk, one thing he wishes he could do better, what do you think
it
would be?
What he could do better?
What he thinks he could do better.
What he thinks he could
Not
do
what
better.
Not what you think he could do
no,
better.
No, what he thinks he could do better.
What he'd like to be able to do better.
Yeah, what he thinks... Right. What he'd like to do better, I suppose,
I think he'd say he'd like to be better at motivating himself on fitness and stuff and health.
Yes.
I think he would. Yeah. Like, I think that's what he would say about himself.
Yeah. I think it'd be that he wished he was better at being. There's a word. Consistent.
Consistent.
So when he starts a particular diet or he starts something, that he could be more consistent in his approach to it and not change his mind, or you know what I mean.
I could do with being more consistent, because sometimes it's like three times in one day and then sometimes not once for 3 days.
And what are we talking about?
Yeah, consistency.
No, what are we talking about? Oh, three times in one day.
Regularities.
Oh, right. Oh. Right, I'm with you. I'm with you now. See, that's another thing. Kirk would have got that. If he were here, he would have got what I was referring to. You got what I'm on about, don't
you? Yeah, I know
what
you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So you've
I know exactly
been consistent in his approach to things.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
What do you think? You can't say either. You can't say either what me and Rob said.
Yeah.
Give him a ring.
I know, I should do. I'm not paying them bloody prices.
No,
Price
I know.
Knows what that costs to come through.
Well, it'll be on a ride. All we get is...
I reckon he wishes he could be better at time travelling.
All right.
Time travelling?
Yeah. Because everything he talks about, he goes like... Well, I could just, if I went back and I do that again, and I'd that better. And so
I didn't get him better at it. I didn't know he could actually do it.
He can't. That's why he wants to be better at it. At the minute, he's actually pretty crap at it.
I wish I could.
Probably on a par with everybody else.
His timekeeping, I think he'd be wishing.
I've
could
only
be better.
Got a Land Rover. I wish I'd got a DeLorean.
I think, but I think you're right about the motivation.
Yeah, thing. I think.
Well, we don't know. We need to ask
that
him to see what
serious,
he thinks. But
right, let's have a look at some a bit funnier. Is there any funny ones on here? Sally, have you done any funny ones on here? How do I feel about making new friends? This is not me, Mark. This is Kirk.
This is Kirk. Right,
yeah. How does Kirk?
They're
feel
all
about.
It's all about Kirk, isn't it? Yeah.
It is Mark. Yes.
Okay. So how does Kirk feel about making new friends?
I don't think Kirk has a problem making new friends at all. Whether he'd want new friends is a different matter. I wouldn't particularly say that
friends?
Kirk's looking for new friends.
I mean, I put up with him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we all put up
you know, like, you know, like when you're like, do you know what? I wish I could do something about these piles.
You do know we're recording this, aren't we? You know, I mean, he's going to hear this at some point.
You know, like you go to doctors and go, can't you do it with that? I'm sorry, you just have to live with it. Oh, really?
So now
wait, give him a name then, at least. Oh, it's all right, Kirk.
Kirk.
You know what I mean, though?
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk, yeah. I wonder if people still call him that. It's like they've been like a kid at school, that would have been a big thing, wouldn't it, Captain
yes,
Kirk?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's why he got that's why his mum named him Kirk, isn't it?
No.
He's not.
No, his dad named him because he was a snooker player. I think.
Where is it not?
But his dad's a massive Trekkie fan, though, as well. I
thought
think.
He was Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's a bit of both.
Yes. Well, maybe his mum or his dad, but I'm sure it was something to do with snooker.
Right. So, what question?
I can't remember now.
Is he good at making would friend? He want to make friends?
And I was saying...
How does he feel about
yeah,
making...
Feel. Yeah, feel.
Well, do you know something, right? He's great confident in here and talking and everything, but then you put him in like somewhere like where he don't know people, and he's like gone a bit... He's like regressed a bit, I think. Not you.
He does definitely go quiet. You put me in a room and I'm like social butterfly.
Yeah.
But I do think Kirk tends
to... Yeah, because everyone's trying to swat you.
Yeah.
Go away!
Rub the colour off my wings.
Yeah.
What? No. Well, yeah, because
rub the colour off your wings?
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Butterflies have colour on them. Don't they die if you rub them?
I've never tried rubbing a butterfly. No,
well, I am.
Tried rubbing a butterfly?
No, I haven't.
What are you doing rubbing butterflies?
I thought if you rub a butterfly's wings and you rub the colour off, they die.
What do you call him off a...
What? Hang on.
What do you call him off Countryfile?
Ben Fogle?
No.
John Craven?
No, the one that like is a proper protester.
Chris Peckham.
Chris Packham.
Packham.
Peckham.
You tell him you've been rubbing butterflies, he'll be all over you.
I've never done it.
It'd be a lawsuit.
Am I wrong? All right.
I've no idea.
I don't know.
It's the first time anyone has ever mentioned, ever in the history of the world,
if you rubbed it,
butterflies.
No, if you went to touch it or whatever and you rubbed a bit of colour off it,
that can't be true. That can't be true.
I'm pretty sure that I'm
honest. Because what you mean is just... What, they've like made a paint or something?
No, something to do with that.
We've gone a bit down a rabbit hole here.
But I was just saying, I'm a bit of a social butterfly, and Kirk, on the other hand, I don't think he's like that anymore.
No.
I used to see him as that way, but I don't think he is anymore. I think he'd rather keep himself to himself.
When I were younger, I wanted his confidence.
Did you?
Yeah. Now I've got it, and he hasn't.
Yeah. But I don't think he'd have a problem making friends, because he's a likeable chap, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Yeah.
Until you get to know him.
We'll edit that out.
Back to the food thing. Back to the food thing, and there might not be an answer to this. What's his least favourite food?
Least favourite? I think there's some foods he does not like at all.
Is there?
I'm not so sure.
No, there is. I think there's a couple.
Boil eat oat.
No, listen, I know
be
it
careful,
looks...
Be because you will listen to this.
I know it looks like he eats anything.
Oh, no.
Edit that out.
No.
But there are also...
Mark, I know it's
going. Backtrack.
You need to edit that out.
You should get better at time travel now, Mark, don't you?
Yeah, edit that out. But you'll not hear that. Listen, I think there's a few things he would not eat. Like, not that I've eaten, like jelly deals or something. I don't think he'd eat them.
Jelly deals?
Yeah.
I think he'd eat them.
Eels are like squishy and jelly, aren't they?
Yeah.
What is jelly? Is it like when they like mash them up and put them in a fridge? And then put strawberries in them?
I don't know.
What's jellying an eel?
Like a pickled egg. I don't know.
Yeah, so you get an egg and you pickle it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Egg.
Yeah. Maybe.
So do you get an eel and then you jelly it?
Maybe they get them round trees jelly things that you tear them up, put them in hot water.
Yeah,
and melt them.
So you think you put an eel in?
And then they pour it, then they make the eel drink it, and then it'll solidify, and then you've got a jellied eel.
What do you mean they make the eel drink? You will drink that. I'll drink it.
They force open its mouth, pour it in, and then it turns into jelly, sets, and then you've got a jellied eel.
I bet that tastes fantastic.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, hang on. Hang on. He's ringing.
Is he on his bag?
Hello? We're still here. Hang on.
Put him on speaker.
I'm going to put him on speaker.
Kirk.
Can you hear me? Yeah, sorry.
Right. Answer this question. If you rub a butterfly's wings and the colour comes off...
all the questions.
Does it die?
What? Say again, what?
If you rub colour off a butterfly's wings, does it die?
Are you an idiot?
Well, I didn't think I was, but am I right or wrong?
Look, the colour on a butterfly's wings.
Yes.
What, you think it's temporary and you can just rub it off?
Well, I thought it rubbed off.
Listen, what
are you guys talking about?
Listen, I'm more interested in what ride have you? What ride were you queuing for?
I've just been on Flight of Passage.
Avatar
Flight of Passage. Honestly,
mate,
that's amazing.
Honestly, the kids loved it.
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage, yeah.
Or Passage.
What's the passage of?
A flight.
it's an Avatar ride.
Avatar, honestly, brilliant.
It's amazing.
Just as good as I remember it from last time.
I was just about to say, was it as good as last time?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's blown Noah's mind. Oh, it's absolutely blown Noah's mind.
I bet they are absolutely buzzing.
Yeah. How long would queue to get on it, though?
15 minutes.
No. Wow.
Shut the front door.
Literally, I was already in the queue when I thought to myself, I thought, oh, I'll ring Mark and see how he is or whatever.
And you still haven't asked me.
Oh. and then literally, that's why I had to go quick, because we're in front of queue.
Brilliant. Oh, listen, that's an amazing ride. When you come off phone, we'll tell Mark about it.
Honestly, it's absolutely brilliant. We're going to go over to what's the river thing called now? Cali River. We're going over there now. Part of Avatar Land.
Cali Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Navi River.
Navi River. Navi River. We're going Navi down River. That next.
Hey, Kirk, have you had one of them massive chicken drumsticks things?
No, I didn't like it last time we had one.
I didn't either. They were like briny, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're a bit salty, aren't
mate,
they?
I'm not joking. They call it a chicken drumstick.
Right.
This thing is, you've never seen as big in your life.
Is it like something a caveman would eat?
It is. Aren't they massive, Mark?
Yeah, they're called turkey legs.
Turkey legs. Sorry.
That's why they're bigger than chicken.
Yeah,
because turkeys are bigger than...
No, but these are turkeys on steroids.
Oh.
Oh, honestly, mate, they are massive.
Are they very angry with loads of veins, like, coming out the foreheads?
Put it this way, it's about half the size of my head.
Remember, I'm calling from America here.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Pips are going to run out.
But no, I haven't had a turkey leg. No, I didn't like them last time.
Well, sorry about that.
But believe it or not, I have ate plenty of food.
Oh, so Nick, I can imagine, to be fair. What's favourite thing you've eaten so far?
Do you know what? I had a right nice pizza last night.
Oh, yeah.
What
did you have? What were it?
What do you mean?
What flavour?
I'm on pineapple.
Yes!
What?
No, don't worry about that.
We'll tell you about it. Forget it.
Yeah, we've got to go. Have a good one.
See you later.
See you later. Don't drown.
Is he gone again?
Yeah. I've hung up on him this time. He's not asking me how I am.
Has he not?
No.
Maybe that's what he was going to do.
Now he knows where sat here. He'll be walking around there going, what are they talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
He won't settle now.
Did you do that on purpose?
Well, cut him off?
But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, why would you put phone down on him?
I get it.
He did it to us.
I think you've saved him a couple of quid. Because he'll not have a clue how much it's costing him.
I don't get charged for receiving these, do I? No. You used to, didn't you? Can you remember?
What I do know is he's definitely not included on your minutes. You know, like when you go to Europe now.
Yeah,
you can make calls, can't you, from Europe?
And it's included in your minutes, unless you're with three.
You don't get anything.
I was going to say, it depends who you're with.
Yeah, if you're with three, you don't get anything. But
and you know, three used to be the only one where you got everything.
Yeah, now you get nothing.
Right.
Are you with three?
No, I'm not a big fan of three. They were great back in day, weren't they? But anyway,
their phones were always like a phone that was different to everybody. When they did a release, they had a mobile phone. It'd be like a Sharp or whatever. Yeah. And it were like, they were only them that did it, weren't they? Can you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're always quite big and quirky and like futuristic.
Hey, Mark, just for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Mark said we were going to tell you about Rite of Passage.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So get this right.
Listen to this.
You go into this.
I'll correct you if you're wrong, by the way. But carry on.
Right. You obviously go through a queuing system, and they make you feel like you're in the world of
Pandora.
Pandora. Well done. I just tested you.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in this world. Anyway, you go into this thing, and you've seen the film, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you know they plug in, and once they're plugged in, they then go into this alternate reality,
and then they've got their avatar. Yeah.
So you get on this. It's like a bit like a motorbike, isn't it? You get on the motorbike. And they put a visor on you. You put your visor on.
No, they don't.
Don't they? Is it glasses?
You put some 3D glasses on.
That's it. 3D glasses. And then...
Not like you to exaggerate, Rob.
I took the glasses off and then put them back on again.
But the motorbike you're in, it sort of does clamp you in.
Yes,
to some degree.
It does. Yeah, it fastens you in.
And then
it kind of does this thing in front of you, doesn't it? And looks like something's happening, like something's rolling in front of you really fast. And it gets faster and faster and faster. And then it just... literally just goes like you've just woke up in this world.
Oh, is it like the impression that you're travelling into him?
Yeah,
right.
And then it just goes boom, and you're literally, am I right? You're really high up in the sky, and you just all of a sudden start.
Yeah,
fall.
Well, you're stacked.
I'm expecting Mark.
You're sort of stacked
up. Actually, you're underground.
You're sort of stacked on each other, aren't you?
Yeah,
type of thing.
That's the ride, but you wouldn't know that. Would
no, you wouldn't know
you
that.
You don't know that.
No, you don't
so
know
you
that.
Literally, and all of a sudden, as far as you can see, left and right, up and down.
Is that world?
That's that world. It's obviously a screen.
But yeah, you don't really
know that.
Yeah, because
and then all of a sudden you're like free falling, and the thing that you're on is now your, what do they call the
banshees?
Banshees or whatever they are. You're now on that, and it's literally breathing between your legs. You can feel it breathing between your thighs, and it starts going through this flight. Oh my days! It's just
because you connect to them as well, don't you?
Yes,
in the film.
Yeah. It's isn't it incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah, it is.
What?
And,
right.
you can obviously smell when you ain't forest. You've got these smells going off.
Smells, all sorts.
And when you go through, like it just sort of skips over a river type thing. All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
So when you sort of like go over rivers and sea, it sort of sprays water at you. And there's fans, so you can feel wind.
Wow.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's really incredible. It's just on a completely different level.
It
than,
is.
You know.
Anyway. We're right about pizza.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, boy.
He said pineapple, didn't he?
Yeah, it's, I knew it.
It's
Ray, come
like
on,
that.
Here's another one. I'm liking these.
Right.
What are you laughing at?
How do I feel about working out?
Oh, we know answer to that one.
Yeah, I'll scroll on. Mm. Oh, I've got one for you too.
Oh, okay.
This is a friendship test.
Oh, okay.
When's his birthday?
Oh, no. Is it 21st of September?
No.
Is it? I'm sure it's... I thought it was 21. I could have swore it was 21.
No.
Is it the 17th of October?
No.
It's definitely
21, but now it's the 17th of October.
Well, it's November as far as I'm concerned.
Right, is it 21st of November?
No.
Oh.
And I want to say, I don't know exactly, but it is November, and I want to say it's about... But I think they, about
17th of November?
No.
Is it about 14th?
No.
Oh, gosh, we're not really good at this.
It's definitely November. 22nd.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh, I were one day off.
Yeah,
all right.
You were 2 months
separate
off.
Month.
Then you were a month off. Then you were 5 days off. Then you were a day off.
Yeah,
so you were close, Rob.
Yeah.
Anyway, 22nd.
As soon as you said his birthday, it's definitely November now. But when you said 21st, I'm thinking, 21st?
Yeah.
But no, it's 22nd.
Anyway, let's find another one.
We'll edit all that out and we'll go, 22nd of November. We'll just edit that in.
Yeah.
They'll not know.
What other question? There's loads here, man. Oh, they're not in there. Sorry, I've just... I closed the bloody my phone screen and I've opened it. Right, okay. Here we go.
I thought when you said here we go, I thought right, here we go, and then you went da 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 da.
I know.
Here we go.
What's my favourite type of movie genre?
I'm going to say
It's quite varied. I'm going to
say
thriller.
What's one where you've got to work out who done...
hang on a minute. I'm not talking albums here.
Yeah.
What thriller chiller type thing?
Is that
what
chiller?
You mean? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know about the chiller part, but just one where you've got to think. One that's, you know, really gets you thinking about who's done it or what's going on
like
here.
Like who done it?
Yeah. Not necessarily who, not like a murder mystery.
I'm just throwing stuff out here. So you're trying to get you to think of something.
But I'm going to say thriller. What do you think, Mark?
It's hard because he's very varied when it comes to films.
Yeah.
I think. He does like he likes horrors, he likes comedy.
He likes horrors, if I'm honest.
No, well, listen, I'm not saying it's his favourite, that's what I'm saying, but he does not watch horrors.
I don't think he even watches horrors.
You don't think so?
No,
but
I don't think he does.
You not?
No, I don't think he does.
Well, I'm going to say action films. Does he not like action films?
I think he does, to some degree.
I don't know what his favourite
is. I know he used to like the Marvel franchise.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's kept up with it now, but I know he used to love that.
Well, I think it's the trouble with Marvel is that, because there's so many of them, some of them are really good, like Endgames. Endgames apparently really good, but
apparently really good.
But some of them are really action, sort of sci-fi sort of thing, because like you said, superhero thing.
Yeah, yeah.
but I don't know.
We don't know.
Come
really.
On, next.
We don't. Who's it always talking about again? Kirk, we don't even know this bloke.
Have you got a list there? Do you want me to pick someone from list?
No.
No. Here we go. Here we go.
Let's have a look.
Here we go.
What's the most fun I've ever had with you?
Oh, baby.
Oh, hello.
Oh, baby.
Steady.
Oh, no. I'd say with me, when we went on the many occasions that we've gone to auditions, pretty much, when we went to Pop Idol. Soap Star, Superstar.
I thought you were going to say Popeyes.
Oaks. We've spoken about him on here before. But I'd say that's probably some of the best times we've had. Funny times that we've had, anyway.
Mate, no idea. It's probably going to be holiday related. Or it could have been. We had some good times when we worked together at Holiday Inn, Rotherham.
Yeah.
We had some good times then.
I'm saying yes. If I were there.
Yeah, you were.
I mean, I probably were there sometimes, but I'm. They're probably not the times you're talking about.
Any horror stories, Mark, that you'd like to share?
What, with Kirk?
One
does spring to mind, and funny enough, funny you should say this, I was literally going through my Facebook pictures of the day, and I saw some pictures of Kirk when he was quite young. Well, I was young as well, but he was... And the ceiling at the Rotherham, they were leaking it, and I got some pictures of Kirk poking ceiling with this big stick, because obviously we're trying to find out where this water was coming from. So that just springs to mind. Yeah, but yeah,
well, that must have been fun.
Well,
last thing I've had with Kirk. Well, he once he was poking a ceiling with a stick.
I don't mean that instant with fun, eh?
It just reminded
me of the time when he worked at the hotel when we had.
Okay, just clarify as well. You said we were young. No, you were younger. Yeah, you've never been young.
Don't get like him.
Yeah, mine would have been my stag do, I think. Although I've not got very much of a recollection of it, I remember it being very good fun.
No, I can't remember it either.
No, you won't invite
me. I know, I didn't think I were.
No.
Were you there?
Were you there
for Kirk's stag do?
No, he said his stag do.
Oh, your stag do. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I weren't there.
Yeah, Rob weren't invited and you didn't exist.
No, I didn't. No, because I weren't born.
No, well...
Because I'm that young.
they were gone a bit, aren't they?
Have they?
Ooh.
I feel like I want more specific ones, like not what's his favourite film genre, like what's his favourite film or something like that, where I can actually try and think I know the answer to that. There's an actual question answer.
Okay.
So a bit meatier.
Let's have a look here.
How about where we sell it?
What's the funniest thing I've ever said? No, he does not very funny things, does he?
Ask me what his favourite TV programme is.
What's his favourite TV programme is?
I'm
turning into Mark.
House of Cards.
Wrong.
24. Is it 24?
No, well,
he
loves 24.
Is it 24?
I'm telling you, I'm pretty confident it's House of Cards.
I think it's not. What do you think it is,
Mark? Well, I'm going to say 24.
I'm going to say West Wing.
Oh, sorry. I meant West Wing.
I meant West Wing.
I had West Wing in my mind, but then said House of Cards.
West Wing.
Saying that, he likes suits as well.
What,
but anyway,
because of Meghan Markle.
He has to wear them at work, that's why.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Here we go.
What's one thing you can't stand?
Oh, that's a good question. That
thanks. What, well, it's not. They're not mine. Well done, Sally.
One thing you can't stand. What person? Food, place.
Me at times.
What?
Me at times.
Yeah.
What's one thing he can't stand?
I know somebody he don't like.
What?
People who feel that they've got
entitlement.
Entitlement. He don't like entitled people.
Yes. Yeah. I was thinking down the lines of people.
It's people
that annoy him the most.
He don't like customers in his hotel complaining about stuff that, you know.
Well, I'm sure he loves his customers, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure he does, but if they complain, he don't.
You could say...
What could we say?
A house of cards.
Are you answering questions
for... One thing he can't stand. a house of cards. Because he keeps falling over.
He's boxed with his jokes again. Yeah,
that, crap, that, innit?
Yeah. Right, we almost need Kirk here to laugh at your jokes.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, we do.
Dream job. What's his dream job?
Oh. I think he would love to work on a cruise ship.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't mean as a waiter or something. I mean,
well, know, actually, I'd have said cruise director, but I think you're probably more like hotel manager.
Yeah, on a cruise ship.
He loves doing the job that he does, doesn't he?
Of course he does, yeah.
Well, I think he does.
He loves the genre of jobs he does. If he were on a cruise ship, he'd love that.
Yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir, to, you know.
No, no.
Hello, good man.
I'm trying to think what else. I think he'd also like a job being more creative than he gets to be at the minute.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him colouring in?
He always goes out of sight lines.
I think Kirk would actually make a good cruise director.
Yeah?
Despite the fact that I think I'd be a good cruise director, I think Kirk could probably be a better cruise director.
Is that like telling him when not to crash into icebergs?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do, Mark.
Right.
Yeah.
It's quite an important job, though, isn't it?
It's very important.
Yeah.
You know a cruise director don't direct the cruise, don't you?
No, what? Oh, hang on. Oh. Is he here again?
We're
still here.
Is he annoyed that you put phone down on him?
I'm going to just keep him on his phone until he asks me how I am. I'm all right, thank you. Hang on now, I'll see you on loudspeaker.
Hello?
Maybe I'd have a chance to ask you if you didn't hang up on me.
Hey, Kirk, I've got another question for you.
Oh, yeah. What?
Right,
hurry up, because I'm literally towards the front of the queue of Everest.
I'll make it
Everest?
Yeah.
I'll make it very fast.
It's closest you're ever going to get to that.
Go on.
It's a friendship test. Are you ready?
Right.
What's mine and Mark Lane's birthdays?
Well, yours is 30th of May. Mark Lane's is 29th of January.
That's right.
Well, they got mine right.
Why are you asking me that?
No reason, mate. No reason. But well done. Yeah. You've passed the test.
Yeah, he's passed the test.
What are you guys doing?
Anyway. I don't think I trust you, Law.
I don't understand what's happening, and it's really making me... I'm trying to enjoy my holiday, and all I can think about is what you guys are doing.
Well, you're the one that keeps ringing us. What have we just been on?
I've been on Navi River.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now, literally, we're queuing up for Everest, but the queue's moving so fast, I reckon I'll be on it in a minute.
Mate, I don't understand how this queuing system's working. It worked like that when we went.
No, honestly, I won't say the park's dead. It's not, you know. But literally, I reckon I'm so close to the start of this queue. I have got everybody looking at me though.
have you told them I've got a podcast? It's called The Chatting. Yeah.
Tell everybody.
Have you took flag?
He has.
Yeah.
Have you put it up anywhere?
While
you're going up Expedition Everest. Stick it on top of a mountain.
Is Everest that one? Sorry, Kirk, I'm just talking to Mark. Is it that one where it goes backwards?
Yes, Expedition Everest, that's what it's called.
I don't want to spoil it in case anyone's not been. But
I don't think you're going to be spoiling too much. But yeah, it does go backwards.
Right,
what are you saying? Our listeners can't afford to go to Disney?
No, but I think most of them would have been anyway, and they will know.
Mark, I've got a question. Just me? Very quick, this ride rang. Yes, you.
Me?
Yeah, so we're going on this ride and then we're going from here to Epcot. How's best to get from here to Epcot?
From Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
You'll have to go on bus.
On bus?
Yeah, there's no
So there's no monorail, Skyliner and
there's
stuff.
No Skyliner, there's no monorail.
All right, I'll get bus. Right, I'm going because literally I'm going to be on in a minute.
All right, bye. Well, he's gone again. I mean, he's quick, isn't he?
Yeah, so he's going on Pauper's wagon to Epcot.
On bus.
It's bus.
Can you walk to Epcot? I can't remember. Are they miles away? Hang on.
We're talking about Kirk here.
Can you walk from Epcot from here?
No.
From Rotherham?
No, from wherever he is. I can't remember where he said he were, but from where he is.
He's in Animal Kingdom.
From there to Epcot. Can you walk it?
Not really. No.
Why? No. How far is it?
To walk, I would say it's probably an hour.
Is it?
To physically walk.
I mean, that's not far.
To physically walk, as opposed to what's the other kind of walking?
Walking.
Moonwalking.
Yeah. Moonwalking takes 4 hours.
Yeah. I thought it'd been further than that, because I'd walk that. Oh, mind you saying that.
I mean, you've got to walk on, there's no paths, so you've got to just walk on the highways and stuff.
Oh, of course you have.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, of course you have, yeah.
Oh, there's no paths?
No.
Well, not really, not in that sense of the word.
You'd get done for jaywalking then, would you?
Well, I don't know.
I jaywalked when we went.
Did you?
I jaywalked to McDonald's.
You can actually get done for that, can't you, in America?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
When you walk, when you're not supposed
to
walk.
It's called jaywalking, isn't it? Because otherwise it'd just be walking.
What does J mean?
I don't know what J means.
I don't know. I always thought that was an illegal part.
Because it's J-A-Y, isn't it? Not J, yeah. It's J-Y.
If you're walking, it's fine. If you're jaywalking, no. And if you're moonwalking...
Maybe it's short for jailwalking. If you walk now, you're going straight... No, do not pass go. What? Do not collect £200.
Shall I find out why they call it jaywalking?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah. You know the McDonald's that Bob went to? Because I don't think I went, but that way. That's the world's biggest McDonald's there in Florida.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, world's biggest. Oh, in wow. Florida.
Wow. And are they burgers... Are they, I bet they're massive burgers there, aren't they?
No, they're the same.
Are they really?
Yeah, they do bigger burgers, but the standard...
Burgers aren't... They do yeah. bigger burgers...
I bet they're bigger than what we have now. Well, they are
well,
tiny
for example,
here now.
You can get super-sized fries in America. You can't hear.
Have you seen
they banned them, didn't they?
Yeah.
That guy did that documentary, Super Size Me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, you can't even get anything near that size these days. No. I mean, I last time I went to McDonald's and got a large, and I was like, what's that?
Where's rest
that's
for
that's
it?
That's a medium.
Yeah.
That is the medium.
Do you know what does my head in? When you go and you order it, and you go, and what drink would you like? And I always want a shake. Can I have a chocolate... Well, we ain't got any shakes.
What?
Well, it's a... Honestly, it's like someone's ripped my heart out and stood on it.
Well, the meme about the famous machines never work at McDonald's. Oh, am I thinking of the ice cream machine?
Apparently, and I don't know how true this is, but I heard from an insider that they have to tell you when the machine's broken down if they run out because they get fined by McDonald's because they're a franchise, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they get a fine, apparently, if they run out of any product. So they said that the machine's broke down. When they haven't, it's just that they've run out of product.
Right.
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
So I found out.
But it really does me head in that. When I go and I'm like, right, I could murder a Big Mac meal with a chocolate milkshake. And then you go, oh, we've got no shakes. And then you run out with a Fanta or something.
Well, I'm passing the McDonald's on the way home. Oh, I know. I might do it. Right, listen.
Go on.
Jaywalking. Back then, the word jay was a derogatory term for someone unsophisticated, rural, or clueless. Kind of like someone,
Rob.
A rube or a hick.
A what?
Like calling someone a rube or a hick. It's obviously
a
in
rube.
America. It'll be
a
an
rube.
American thing. When cities started getting crowded with automobiles in the 1910s and 20s.
1910s?
1910s and 20s. People who crossed the street carelessly, in brackets, not designated crossings or against traffic, were mocked as jays who didn't understand city life. The combination became jaywalking, literally meaning walking like a jay.
Walking like a jay.
Wow.
There you go. Learn something new every day on this podcast, don't you?
You know, yeah.
Interestingly, the term wasn't just descriptive. It was part of a deliberate campaign by the automobile industry to shift blame for accidents away from drivers and onto pedestrians by framing unsafe crossings as jaywalking. Cities could promote traffic laws that give cars priority on streets.
You know, we should do some like that with mobile phones.
And start calling him Rob GPT.
Yeah, they should. What, were you using your phone in public or something?
Well, what, just walking, you know, when people are walking with their phones, looking down.
Yeah.
That's
bumping
that's
into everybody.
The nightmare.
Complete. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, it does my head in. However, there's times when I go, I'm doing the same. And I end up doing it. You know what I mean? But when I'm doing it, though, I have to do it at that moment because it might be like, right, where's the nearest X or Y? But instead of standing still, I carry on walking.
So,
hey, sorry, just while we're talking about that, have you ever opened, you know, on Google Maps?
Yeah.
And put it on live mode?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does it do?
It's like walking through a video game.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You know,
tell me tell me about it. What's it?
So when you walk in and you get like, they're animated, like arrows. You know chevrons?
Yeah.
And they're on the screen.
Oh,
and
it'll say, forward.
And they're there, but it's like augmented
reality.
Augmented reality.
And so it's like a mixture. So you're looking at the actual, what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And these arrows are on screen. It's ray good.
Wait, hit me another question. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. in fact, I'll throw one in, actually.
Go on, then.
So you talked about him. He obviously loves working in hotels and that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What job did he have before he started working in hotels? The one before he started working in hotels?
The one directly before hotels was Poulsen Cocktails, I think.
Well, obviously he's done Poulsen Cocktails, hasn't he? He had his pub, then he worked at a petrol station. I know he's had quite a few jobs.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he does.
If I was to order it, it was petrol station, pub. I think he worked at a hotel for a bit, then he worked at Poulsen Cocktails, and then back to hotel.
Right, okay. That's the order.
What do you think, Jay?
Yeah. He's calling me that. No, I think that I don't know what the order, but I know what that's. Did he go from? So did he go from a petrol station to working in hotels? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, no. It's a pub.
And oh, then got after his pub.
He went.
Oh,
hang on.
He did the nightclub job, didn't he? Oh, he did a nightclub
Doncaster,
job.
Sorry,
Doncaster. Yeah.
That was before the hotels. That was before the hotels. Then so he worked at a petrol station, pub, then Doncaster
nightclub,
then hotel, then pull some cocktails, then back to hotel. I'm sure. I think.
Okay. What nightclub did he work in? Doncaster?
Mood.
Mood. Whereabouts was it? Or is it still there? The building, or is it
the building? Will still be there, but I don't even know if it's a nightclub anymore.
Priory Walk, I think.
Yeah, that's it. It rings a bell. I could tell you where it is, but I don't know.
What shops are near it? Because I'm trying to. I know Doncaster a little bit.
I don't know.
Pity we can't get him on phone. But anyway,
right. Another one then.
Yeah.
We could do two with this. How would he describe his dress sense or his fashion sense?
Okay.
Poor. No.
Him, not you.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean poor as in. I certainly didn't mean poor as in. He dresses like he's not got any money.
Like a J.
Yeah. I mean.
He's not bothered about fashion.
He's not bothered.
He likes to wear what makes him feel comfortable.
Comfortable.
It's about comfortable. And when he's that age, he's an old man.
Right, he's not listening then.
He's an old man.
He's not listening. How would you describe it?
Oh. Oh. Comfortable. He
likes to be comfortable.
He likes to be comfortable, yeah.
And he don't like to be hot. He's always hot.
Oh, yeah, he's always hot.
He don't like, you know.
He don't dress like a chicken.
No, I know. I'm calling you a chicken.
No, he often wears shorts, doesn't he? Even in winter.
He wears shorts.
Or then he wears that big hoodie thing.
Hoodie.
That chuffing, it's like a dressing gown.
The face that you pulled when you said it. That hoodie thing.
Yeah, hoodie thing.
Time at the bar, please.
Hey, do you know what I bought when we last went camping, but when we went to Club Fest?
An hoodie?
No.
And then you are not a dry rub.
Yes, I've got a dry rub.
You've joined the club.
Yeah, I don't think it's called. There's one called dry robe.
Right, so dry robe is like the brand of the main one that sort of went onto the market. Then there are loads of other ones that are on there as well.
I think it's one of the other ones.
Yeah,
it's cracking though.
What are these?
Really long coats.
A really long coat.
What are you wearing out?
No.
Oh, you got him.
Basically, the idea behind them was the people that started wearing them initially were people who went cold water swimming and people who rode horses.
Yeah. So the idea being...
What do they look like?
The massive long coats.
Big coats, oversized normally. On the inside, they're fleecy.
When you've been swimming in... Like, you know people go swimming in ponds and that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know if like some endorphins thing. They go like swimming in ponds and lakes and that. It's freezing.
Like dressing gown material on inside, but on outside, it's waterproof.
Really? Yeah, so they put them on to, well, like they must all dry off.
And they have pockets in them so you can put your stuff in.
They've got pockets in them. They've got sleeves.
Very
so you put your arms in.
Yeah. And they're warm.
Like them, Mark.
They've got a zip to zip them up, a hood to put up.
Right,
and when we got ours, we even got almost like a bath mat. So when you go to shower on site, you put it down inside area and it's waterproof. And so when you dry your feet, you can stand on it while you're getting rest of yourself dried.
And does that Matt say, I am a wanker?
What? Why would he say that?
Have you not heard of the dry robe wankers?
Oh, I have actually,
yes.
Well, there's
actually a new one now.
What's one now?
That's the people that ain't got one that wish they got one.
No. Well, there's actually...
Because you know what? When I were at Club Fest... You could tell people were old enough from buying them. Do you know why? Because I was one of them. And then after a while, you think, do you know what? I give in.
And everyone bought one.
And everyone bought one.
Well, there's a new one now, and they're called Tent Box.
I've seen loads of these on my travels.
Yeah,
but you say that, but they're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a caravan, I would 100% have a tent box.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They do look
what
good.
I would like to know, though, because you see loads of them driving around with them on, don't you?
Yeah.
And... how many of them actually use them? Or do they just drive around with them on?
Yeah.
They bought them and go, yep, I've got a tent box. And then they go to work in car and then they go home.
I'm right in thinking that they on your roof of your car, that's why I've seen
them
tent box.
And it all folds
out.
Folds out.
And you've got a little ladder and you get into them and you're sleeping at the top of your car.
I mean, can you imagine if you had one in your car? I'd be going, lunch break, time for a sleep.
Going for an hour.
Yeah, I'm going for an hour.
Do they fold out quite?
They don't fold out. Imagine it just going up.
No, they do.
I thought they fold out.
They do to some degree. The ones I've seen mainly go up. or one side goes up. But ones I've seen, they both go
don't
up on
they,
both
they
sides.
Flip out?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
I'll ask for Mark. You can
get different sizes, but you can also get them now, and they've got like a porch that goes on the side.
What?
So when you've actually got a seating area on the side of your car, and you can go into the.
I mean, they've obviously changed.
They're just evolving all the time.
The original tent box just went up. Just an upwards thing.
I presume they're expensive.
With a box. About 500 quid.
Bear Grylls will tell you. No.
Are they more than that?
Yeah.
500 quid seems quite cheap.
Go Outdoors have got a sale on at the minute. It's a brand called OE. Anyway, we're not endorsed by anybody, obviously.
How much?
The tent boxes, you're talking four figures upwards.
Oh, see, I'm definitely talking about.
Does it come with a full kitchen inside?
They were never that expensive. Maybe 700 quid.
Did they come with a full kitchen inside once you get in?
No, they've got a sponge base.
They don't even come with a car.
But I thought
there are cheaper brands you can get now that are like 700 quid or whatever. But the tent box is typically quite expensive. But yeah,
they're all
anyway
now.
It is weird without Kurt being here, isn't it?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I was just about to say.
I can't move away from it.
It's just weird.
I was going to say, honestly, I mean, if he's ever away again, we definitely don't need him.
I think we're doing a great job.
Yeah. What are we doing all right?
This is the best episode you've ever done.
Yeah. You will have to edit that out because Dave Kirk hears that.
And there's not like that overriding voice. You're wrong. Yeah. Like you're wrong.
You're wrong, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just hang fire. Let me tell you that. Yeah. Hang fire. Let me tell you this.
On the basis of?
Yeah. Fundamentally.
Yeah. Fundamentally. That's a good one. That's another one.
Now, fundamentally, I agree with you. But.
But you're wrong.
But. Yeah. You're like, oh, here we go again. Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, hold it. Hang on.
Where he heard it. His ears are burning.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello? Yeah. No. Yeah, we're still here. Yeah. I'll put you on. Hang on.
Put him on speaker. Where is he?
I'm on boss.
Are you still on boss?
Yeah, we're on boss. Can you hear me now?
I'm on way to Epcot.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm on boss on way to Epcot.
I think there is a slight delay.
Oh, we're doing that Phoenix Knights thing. I'm on the boat. Can you hear me now? And he's green passport walkie talkie.
I am. I'm on boss. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm going to learn about me to edit all these delays out, aren't I?
Listen, I've been thinking about something and you won't lie to me, would you, boys?
No.
Are you recording a bloody an episode without me?
No.
You better not be, because something just don't feel right about this. It's something I just can't
see. We're just having a few cheeky beers and throwing some ideas around.
Yeah, just
on
ideas.
The mic. At the same time as not being told that we're wrong.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can still hear you. How long's bus journey?
About 10 minutes.
Well, 10, 15 minutes.
What colour is the bus?
Red.
Red.
Has it got Mickey Mouse ears on it?
Has it not got a wrap on it?
Are they themed buses? Like,
yeah, of course they are. Everything's themed.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Even just things are themed in Disney.
I'm on my way to Epcot.
Yeah, what are you going off?
And so like when you're on that bus then, like at Euro Disney, you can go up motorway.
Not Euro Disney.
When you go to Euro Disney and you've got motorway to from like David Crockett to Park, there's a lane on motorway and it's got Mickey Mouse ears. It's like designated just for Disney, isn't it? Is that same there then?
No. Because that's the roads they drive on are their roads, but they ain't got no Disney on them.
They're all their roads?
Yeah, it's all their land. It's all their...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can still hear you.
Yeah, what ride are you going off?
Is that golf ball?
I want to go on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't been on that yet, but
what is that? Is that the spaceship where they're in? When
Cosmic
they're on
Rewind.
Because I haven't been on it yet.
Is that the spaceship then, Guardians of the Galaxy, that they're in the film?
I think so. I don't know.
Does it look good, that one, Mark? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's world's biggest indoor roller coaster.
What do you call him now? Is it
Groot.
Groot, that's it. Yeah. Oh, good, is he?
Yeah, amazing. Oh, Kirk, I'm so jealous, mate, that you're going on that ride. I so want to go on that ride.
If I manage to get there, because obviously it's... Food and Drink Festival, innit?
Oh, what a nightmare.
Have you made sure you rang them first to make sure they've got enough food and drinking for you? Because we don't want him running out.
No, he won't be, because he's on a diet. Oh,
on holiday? I don't think he is.
I'm on a diet in America.
Are you still fasting?
No.
That were a quick answer.
Right, hang on. Kurt, we're going to have to shoot. We're going to spin the wheel.
What? You.
See ya.
I don't think he would have liked that. Seriously, why have you said that to him?
I know, I'll hung up on him.
Are you hung up?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going on that ride, and all he'll be thinking about is, are they recording?
I know.
Are they spinning that wheel?
Yeah. Shall we... We might as well spin it, don't we? Or is it?
I think it's bring back. He's just put phone down and you have to take Wheel of Fate.
Right. Shall I spin it?
Yeah, do it.
All right. Oh, hang on.
He's wants to know what we're doing. He's not happy, is he?
Let me leave him to sweat.
I'm going
to
say leave
him.
No,
let him sweat.
Leave him sweat.
Are we going to tell him that we're recording?
No, I won't bother.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, stop.
Did he stop ringing?
Yeah. Anyway. He's ringing again.
He ain't happy, is he?
Right, hang on. Right.
I mean, he's in Disney World and he's ringing us.
I'll answer it.
Right.
Hey, up, Paul, you're on loudspeaker.
What do you mean, spinning wheel? You guys better not be recording a podcast. We always said we wouldn't do that.
I know, we're winding you up.
Yeah, we're winding you up.
I don't know whether I trust you. Hello?
Honestly, we're not.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hang on.
Right. Oh, we've lost him.
Brilliant. Let's spin the wheel.
Let's spin it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be? Oh, I'm so excited.
Come on.
He's nearly there. The Wheel of Features. Okay, so nothing to go over from... hold on, no, there is...
Hang on.
Oh, just for now, it's Kirk's.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where weren't it? That plot one.
Plot puzzle,
that's it.
We can't ring him, can we? Or shall we?
Yeah. Do you think he'll tell us?
Should we ring him?
No, yeah. But then he's going to... He'll know then. Then he'll know, won't he? Yeah.
We could just ring him out of curiosity.
We're going to put it on socials to let people know if they're right or not.
Yeah, that's it.
We've got people messaging in.
We'll just pretend. Just go by that.
Yeah.
Go by that.
Yeah.
We'll just casual ask him. Yeah.
On loudspeaker, right? So, brace yourselves. This is going to cost me a fortune, this, isn't it?
So I
text him and get him to ring me.
Yeah.
I'm going to text him. He can ring me.
Kirk will not bother. He's not worried about
calling. Money bags. Yeah,
yeah, he's not bothered.
Sorry, pal. Ring me back.
Oh,
dear. If he does. He will do it. If he's just out on bus.
Well, he'll be queuing up now, won't he?
I tell you what. Shall we spin the wheel? So we know what we're going to do next. And then if he calls us back...
No, he's ringing. He's ringing. He's here.
Hello? 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 Can you hear me?
Hey,
Kurt, we've got a bit... Sorry, Kurt. We meant to ask you when we were on phone earlier.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Meant to ask you earlier. We've had a few people obviously having guesses on socials for last week's plot puzzle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Plot puzzle?
Yeah, five-word plot puzzle.
Yeah, plot puzzle from last week?
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
People have been guessing it, and we don't know if they're right or not. What is it?
Yeah, we just need to know.
What? Answer?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Can you remind us what it is? Because we need to make a note of it to put on socials.
Give me a minute.
I've got vision. I've got visions of him getting his phone out and people, he's trying to find his puzzle. And we're pretending he's just on socials. It'll be ages we find.
Can you hear us, Kirk?
Give me a minute.
He'll be going through his phone. He'll be queuing up. He'll be trying to find this thing.
I've got it. So what? You want to know the answer?
Yeah. What? Five words again? Yeah,
or is it five words?
Yeah.
Or is that a different one?
No. What puzzle?
Okay. Well, five words are madness, authority, rebellion, confinement and liberation.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Cheers, mate.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Is that all you needed?
Do we know him?
Yeah. Are you actually on phone a minute?
Yeah.
What did you have a guess, Rob, last week?
I did, yeah, but I can't.
You buggers are recording, aren't you?
No.
Why do you need to know this?
We're going to put what our ideas were.
Yeah, we're just trying about it.
I thought it was Silence at Lambs. I think it's a bit out there, but...
I said Star Wars, didn't I? You said Star Wars, didn't you?
No, it was me that said Star Wars.
Oh, you said... Sorry. Anyway. Yeah.
Go on then, Kirk. Buzz out of his misery.
Yeah, just tell us, mate.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Okay.
Oh, no, they never got
cheers.
That.
No,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers,
see you later.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
Drop.
But do you think he knew?
I'll be honest, I didn't have that at all.
No, I'm talking about Kirk. Do you think he knew what we were doing?
I think he might have caught on,
but I hope not.
Well, it'd be right, wouldn't it? Because we'll just put this out before he gets back anyway, so it doesn't matter, does it?
No.
When he's hearing it over there and he's like, where's this come from?
Yeah, we'll know what's going on.
So I spin it.
Yeah. Right, here we go.
That's a problem.
Oh, it is.
That's Kirk's.
I can't ring him and ask him to do one.
No.
Can you imagine?
Don't.
That's another thing.
What do you mean, don't? He's not going to be exactly prepared, is he? If you ring him.
Spin it. Should we just spin it again?
Shall I spin it again?
Spin it again.
All right, 1 minute.
Spin it again. Watch it land on another one with Kirk's.
What's he going to be?
What the bloody hell is a shave oak? I don't remember him doing that one.
No, it's not that one. No, it's not. It's not past. It's on the kazoo one.
No, it's on kazoo.
Oh, I'm thinking, I got. I don't even remember what that one is.
No, it's not quite struck
that
over.
That was from live episode.
We've not changed it?
It
back.
No. Oh, so it's kazoo song, is it anyway?
Yay!
He's here.
You know when we do this, shouldn't we be ringing Kirk and just saying, any chance you know what this is, Kirk?
Nah.
He'll get to hear it when it goes out.
Yeah, nah. Don't ring him back. Right, so then. I'm ready.
I'm not.
Mark's never ready. Yeah.
He's looking on here for inspiration, isn't he? These beer mats.
Yeah.
Gold. Always believe in yourself.
Are you ready?
You got the power.
Oh, start again.
Not about you. Oh, no. Start again.
Start again.
I'm glad you find it funny.
I can hear it in my head and it's not coming out of my mouth.
I'm thinking, that's normal.
I have no idea what.
No. Yeah. Not really. I'm going to do it.
Nothing.
Is Kirk normally quite good at these? Because I feel as though I'm rubbish.
Yeah, well, he's better than us, I think.
Well, listen.
He's running to the second chorus here.
Right, shut up, man. Shut up. I'm not going to get that.
I'm not going to get it either.
I'll be surprised if anyone gets that.
No, there's some listeners out there.
Simon's really good at it.
Yeah.
In fact, Simon's with Kirk.
Is he?
Yeah, so.
Of course.
But they'll not get it. He'll not hear it after laughter either.
No.
They're brilliant. Well, hopefully they have a better.
It's a bit to be calming Simon up behind. Well, Vin Kirkham would say, put Simon up.
So I have got a question. Are we going to do another one without him? Because he's not here for another week.
Well, we haven't really got much choice.
We can't not. I know we said we were going to put some of these old ones back out, didn't we, to build gap, but.
What? So we're going to do another episode where he still doesn't know we're doing episodes?
well up to now we don't. When this till this goes up, mind saying that
maybe we could tell him next time that we're doing one.
Well,
he won't be able to switch up phone the whole time.
I'll let you tell him.
We need an hour out of your holiday to record a podcast.
Yeah, and then the cost of the call as well. Yeah, he's going to like that, is he?
No. Anyway, boys, been a pleasure.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.